In 1966, March, I consecrated myself to the Lord. I was in high school. And that consecration, I must tell you, brothers, was thorough. It was not just, you know, like this. It was thorough. And I will testify to you many years later that God's love came to me that day. That day was my grandmother's birthday. That's how I remember it. That day, the Lord's love came to me like it has never came to me before. Because of the, you know, that verse in Romans 5 that says, for the love of God has been poured out into your hearts. You remember that? That was exactly my experience. It was an outpouring of love. You know, God, when he pours himself out into you, it's in the form of love. And no one can fight against God's love. That love melts. That love wins. That love subdues. That love conquers. That love captivates. That love, that jealous love possesses. Okay. So by that, I consecrated. I enlisted. I was saved. God already enlisted me. But I enlisted that evening or that afternoon. It was several hours in duration. It says the love of God is poured out in your hearts. And then what does it say? Huh? Could you? Yeah. Five, what? Yeah, that's right. Where is it?
5:5.
Yeah, 5:5. Through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Brothers, this morning I say this under this roof. Not to boast, not to, but just as a testimony. That afternoon, the Holy Spirit came to me, and I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, that afternoon. And it was a special experience, and it's very, very clear to me that it was God's calling to serve my whole life. That was a time when I consecrated, when I enlisted to serve the Lord with my whole life. I'm high school, okay? I don't know what whole life means. I was not married. I have not been to college. What do I know? But when that love came, when the Spirit is present, you enlist. About then I came to this country for college, and I got into the recovery, the ministry, you know, all of that. That love continued to operate, of course, in the church life, more consecration, more, you know, more offering of myself again and again, until the early 80s, which is 15 years later, 16. 17 years later, right around that period, God came and do his enlistment. That means God came to qualify me. By what? By drinking. By drinking. This time was not the Holy Spirit. This time is someone called Witness Lee, who began to speak generally, as he has not done until that time, to call for brothers to come out and serve full time. By that time, I've gotten my master's degree. I have licensed to be an architect. By reciprocity, I'm licensed in a number of states in this country. Started a business. Then the call came from Brother Lee. Then, not only his speaking in a kind of a general way to issue that call. You know, before that time, Brother Lee never promoted full-time service in this country because everyone is full-time. We indeed live quite the full-time lifestyle. The church, people. So, but at that time, that was a time, I can tell you, is when he started the Chinese-speaking work. The Chinese-speaking work. That is 1982, 83 time frame. Okay? I don't know whether we can stop by 10:30 or not. And my goodness, for 15, 16 years, I'm a consecrated person. You know, 403, the earth in solemn wonder. I went through all of that. I was totally for Christ in the church. Oh my. Right, brothers? We were just 1,000% for Christ in the church. Like, that's it. We're ready for the Lord to come back. Then Brother Lee started this thing called Chinese speaking work. And besides generally speaking, and by the way, when he went to Taiwan in 84, you know, the Taiwan brothers know 84, when he get there, one of the first thing he did was call for full-timers in Taiwan with numbers. 1, 2. Yeah. He was on a tear as the Spirit was leading. And so, privately, he spoke to some of us. And he would never say, Minoru, you should go full time. But it's very clear when he looks at you and say it. He doesn't need to say names. And he keeps saying it. Next time, same thing again. Next time, you know, if you know Brother Lee, he is dogged, okay? That's the factor of his success. And that's why later on I say he put a gun to our head. That's what I meant. And he was specifically calling some of us, for the Chinese speaking word, those who are bilingual. So he didn't ask for just those who cannot manage English or those who cannot manage Chinese, whatever, even though my Chinese was terrible. You know, you just, he Brother Lee's way of working, he gets what he can get. You know, if you don't get A grade, B grade, he'll take it. It's B grade, then a C grade, he'll take it. In fact, there's no C grade, it's a D grade. He said, I'll take it. That's Brother Lee. He uses whatever. That's the beauty of Brother Lee. Okay, so I don't know I'm D grade, C grade, or whatever. I got his attention, so I'm from Hong Kong, so we have these bilingual people, and so a number of us, you know, Brother Andrew Yu is one of them. Paul Han up here was kind of one of them. Of course, I and down in Southern California in Orange County. So, oh my, I tell you, I got everything planned. I'm consecrated. I'm for the church life, this and that. Why do I need to go full time, you know? Oh, you know what that is? That's the river banks. That's the river banks that the Lord, through Brother Lee, took us to. And you don't know how much Brother Lee spoke. Not so much about, oh, glorious vision. He mainly spoke to us in those days about living by faith. That was his speaking to some of us. Not about the vision, the church, God's economy. It's about, he said, jump ship like Peter. You know, the Lord was on the water, standing there. He said, Peter, come. That means Peter jumped ship. And so Peter jumped, and he started to sink. Oh, I cannot forget those days. It's about jumping ship. My, you don't know, brothers, when you're faced with this, how much you're still holding the snake by the head. You don't know it, but actually you are. The test, it's a test. High stress test. No joke test. And that test was so difficult that it took quite a while. Of course, it includes my wife, right? And this is why the Lord covers me to say this. Without my wife, oneness and backing and support, and you know what I'm saying, it would have been a lot, lot harder. By that time, we'd have our first child already, our first daughter already. And soon after that, our second. So, eventually, with the Lord's strengthening and the divine pressure from Brother Lee, we came out. We came out. And instantly, Brother Lee put us to work, like big time. Now he has helpers. A year later, he went to Taiwan, and I was left hanging. More or less, the whole Chinese-speaking work. You know, Andrew, you went to Taiwan to help Brother Lee with the training. You know that story. And Paul Han went. You remember the white horse training and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? When? Me, I'm left here. The rest is history, so to speak. So, I'm not saying I'm the only one with this experience. I'm just sharing my own. Many brothers have to went through this kind of struggle in order to be one of the 300. Now, I am not saying that you have to go full-time to be Gideon's 300. However, there's a big however, and that is there is need for those who will go full-time. Full-time doesn't mean you're better than the non-full-time. It does not even mean you're more gifted than a non-full-time. It just means you go full-time. And this full-time, with this kind of being enlisted by God, mainly is testing the priorities of our life, the way we approach things. Apparently not so spiritual, but decisive. I have seen brothers, some, who failed this test. When there's a further calling by God, they failed. They responded to the Lord up to a certain degree. When there's a further, you know, call, they, for this or that reason, did not pass this test. Some, because of their particular situation, I'm talking about full time here, fulfill this calling some years later. And I'm not here judging that. I'm just saying this is history. But the point is, there's that call. There's that call. Now, I would not say that I'm so great and so unusual, I'm so gifted, or I'm not saying that. Please forget about that. But I am saying that the reason I'm standing here, the reason I'm doing what I'm doing, or I can do what I can do today, can be traced back to that. Our enlistment is due to love, God's constraining love. But let me tell you, God's enlistment is not due to love. It's due to need. Need. Do you follow me? Our enlistment involves a level of sacrifice, you know, just to be in the church life. But it is of a general order. But God's enlistment requires a higher sacrifice that is specific, touching time, touching your marriage, touching your family, touching your job, all these necessities and things of this life. Today, a new battle is beginning in the United States.